Troy Polamalu remains one of the most popular Pittsburgh Steelers ever, even though he retired in 2015. But fans may know less about the Samoan culture that produced Polamalu and many other football stars. University of Pittsburgh history professor Rob Rook's new book is titled Tropic of Football: The Long and Perilous Journey of Samoans to the NFL. Rook spoke with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll about how these tiny islands became so prominent in American sports.
We should say these are places that are about as remote as you can get on planet Earth, right?
American Samoa is a couple of islands that are about a six-hour flight from Honolulu. And the major island is only about 19 miles long, 4 miles wide. And people there live in villages, for the most part, on land that's communally owned by their extended family that might have been in the family for 3,000 years and can't be sold. And they live in a culture that is more intact than any culture I've ever experienced, what they call Fa'a Samoa, in the way of Samoa.
You touched on this a little bit about the competitiveness of Samoan culture.
You're right that Samoans are an extremely competitive people, and the extended families and villages fight over land and chiefly titles and prestige. There's a warrior ethos that you do everything for your village and your family and for your team. And you add the fact that this is a culture with a lot of military discipline. These kids, as one man once described to me, are quintessential teammates. Whatever the coach tells them to do, they do.
And you talk a lot in the book about how sport contributes to the formation of identity for a community. I wondered if you could talk about that a little bit with football in Samoa.
I think that Samoans have grasped sport as a way to tell their story to the world. There are only about 1 million people of Samoan origins on the planet, as many people told me on the island or in these communities. That name on the back of your jersey is not just your name. It is your extended family, the hundreds of Polamalus and Pumelis and Seaus and Tuiasosopos. You're representing them, your village, your church, and there's a lot of pressure on them. And I think that's why they acquit themselves so well and with such a disciplined manner on the playing field.
And what about the sort of social justice aspect? You've talked about this a lot with the baseball in the Dominican Republic, how it's similarly a way out for young people there, but there's also this level of exploitation that comes when there's all the money coming from the mainland and they're looking for talent.
I think wherever you go around the world today and you look at sport, you find that more and more kids are being made into commodities, often disposable commodities. And the relentless effort to find kids who can become professionals has not only bastardized the notion of play, but it's often had a pretty bad physical and neurological impact on these kids. So the downside of these microcultures of sporting excellence is that talented youth end up overtraining at a younger and younger age.
You build a lot of the book around these camps, like the Troy Polamalu and other U.S. professional players take to Samoa on an annual basis, it sounds like, right?
There's a good deal of give back to the community. You know, people don't forget where they're coming from, and they don't forget who made it possible for them to make it to college, to make it to the NFL. So a lot give back, whether it's Damata Peko or Jonathan Finene or Jesse Sapalo, who won 4 Super Bowl rings with the 49ers. They see that as their responsibility. Now, Troy Polamalu grew up in California and Oregon, not in American Samoa, but he feels a responsibility, and he's done, I think, 4 camps. He's going back this summer, and not for football or sport, but for health and literacy and computing. And a lot of folks have made an ongoing commitment, and I think it's admirable.
Okay, Rob Rook, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Rob Rook is giving a free talk on his book, Tropic of Football, the evening of Thursday, July 26th, at the Carnegie Library in Oakland.